Senator Tom Cotton, Georgians given the choice of who controls the Senate. By Robert Krajicek on December 2, 2020. Georgia will determine whether Democrats or Republicans control the Senate in its upcoming elections, noted Senator Tom Cotton, RR, on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's of Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The stakes couldn't be bigger in Georgia, Cotton said. Every state obviously cares deeply about its Senate races and wants a voice in a Senate. And David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler have been strong conservative voices over the last year. But now we're in this peculiar position where Georgians have been given the choice of who will control the United States Senate, Cotton added. You always kind of know on election day that that may be at stake. But you never quite know what the other states are going to do. Georgia knows. Georgia is in overtime. Listen. Georgians understand that if they send two Republicans to the U.S. Senate, they'll have Republican control of it and a break on the radical left's agenda, Cotton continued. However, if they elect trust fund socialist John Ossoff and Jeremiah Wright's biggest supporter in Georgia, Raphael Warnock, they're going to empower Chuck Schumer and they're going to have a truly radical agenda in the Senate. Cotton recalled Schumer's description of Georgia as essential to Democrats' plan to change America. Cotton remarked, I've been to Georgia. Not many Georgians think their state is there for the taking from Chuck Schumer. They don't want this kind of change for Georgia or for the nation. That means higher taxes, more regulations, Washington, D.C. As a state, packing the Supreme Court, making your tax dollars fund late-term partial birth abortion, taking your guns, and the kind of radical election law changes that Nancy Pelosi wants. On November 7, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, declared, Now we take Georgia, then we change the world. Now we take Georgia, and then we change America. Final determinations of the presidential election's outcome will be made by the judiciary, Cotton determined. The people that have to be convinced will be the judges in these various states, be they state or federal judges, up to and including the Supreme Court, Cotton stated. If you just look at the simple numbers, the states that are the tipping point states are Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Those three states combined only had 44,000 votes of difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, which is like 50% less than the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in 2016. Just to give you a sense about how close this election was, this is not so much the time for politicians. This is the time for lawyers, and lawyers will present the evidence in accordance with law in court. And that's what the president really needs right now, Cotton concluded. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.